From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. U.S. military officials are questioning the American soldier who allegedly killed at least 13 Afghan men, women, and children in Kandahar province today. NPR's Tom Bowman reports the suspect is a staff sergeant from Fort Lewis, Washington.
Officials say the staff sergeant walked out of his combat outpost in Kandahar province before dawn and headed for a village a few hundred yards away. He reportedly opened fire and killed men, women, and children with his weapon before returning to his outpost and turning himself in. Officials say as far as they know, the soldier was acting alone and they're uncertain what led him to open fire. There were no military operations in the area at the time. Officials said the sergeant was on his first deployment to Afghanistan and had served previous tours in Iraq. His unit was assigned to support American Special Forces in the Panjwai district of Kandahar province. Five Afghans wounded in the attack were taken to a military hospital at Kandahar airfield. Tom Bowman, NPR News.
An international effort to bring an end to the violence in Syria has apparently stalled. UN envoy Kofi Annan left Damascus today after 2 days of talks with Syrian President Bashar al-Assad with no plans for a ceasefire. As he left, Syrian forces continued to pound centers of anti-government resistance. Israeli-Palestinian violence continues today in the Gaza Strip. Palestinian officials say two civilians have been killed in Israeli airstrikes, bringing to 18 the number of dead since Friday. Israel says a missile defense system has intercepted many of the rockets fired by Palestinian militants. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro is in Jerusalem.
The Israel Defense Forces has launched repeated airstrikes in Gaza in the past 48 hours, and Palestinian militants have responded with dozens of rockets fired at Israeli communities. No Israelis have been killed, and that's in large part due to the missile shield known as Iron Dome. It's being touted as a success here. Inside Gaza, most of those killed have been militants, but today saw the first civilian casualties, a young boy and an old man. This latest bout of violence began when Israel targeted the head of the Popular Resistance Committees, an armed militant group in Gaza that's been responsible for multiple attacks. Israel says the group was planning a new operation, which is why it had to take action. Reports say Hamas, which controls the Gaza Strip, is trying to negotiate an end to the current round of hostilities. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Republican presidential contender Newt Gingrich is focusing on Tuesday's primaries in Alabama and Mississippi, where he's in a tight battle with Rick Santorum for conservative evangelical voters.
This is somebody who, on a number of occasions, had Washington change him. He admits it. He says it's a team sport. You had to go along to get along. I don't believe that.
Appearing on Fox News Sunday, Gingrich also called Mitt Romney the weakest GOP frontrunner in more than 90 years. This is NPR News. With 6 weeks to go until the French presidential election, French President Nicolas Sarkozy held a massive rally on the outskirts of Paris today. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports Sarkozy doesn't have much time to close the gap with the socialist frontrunner.
Polls still show socialist candidate François Hollande running well ahead of President Sarkozy for the two-round vote to be held between April and May. Chanting, Nicolas, and we're gonna win, thousands of Sarkozy supporters from all over France turned out for the rally at a giant fair hall in the Paris suburbs. Manuel Arnaud says we've got to support him. He's got to stay on and help France. He's the only one qualified to lead this country right now. French film stars such as Gérard Depardieu were also on hand to endorse the French president, whose five-year term ends in May. The socialist opposition has criticized Sarkozy for being a president of the rich and for failing to improve the lives of average French people. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
NASA is preparing to defend itself in a trial that's supposed to get underway tomorrow involving a workplace lawsuit. A former NASA computer specialist claims he was laid off for promoting his views on intelligent design. David Coppedge had the title of team lead on the Cassini mission that's exploring Saturn. He lost the title and then his job. NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory denies any discrimination. If it seems as though gas prices are still going up, it's not your imagination. The latest Lundberg survey finds the average price of a gallon of gas has jumped 12 cents over the past 2 weeks. A gallon of regular now averages $3.81. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.